You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
Lou Pearlman was a figure who loomed large in the music industry, particularly in the late 1990s and early 2000s. His name became synonymous with the boy band craze that swept the world, launching the careers of groups like the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, which defined the pop music scene of the era. However, Pearlman's legacy is complex, marked by unprecedented success in entertainment and notorious scandals that led to his downfall. So let's talk about him. Lou Pearlman's journey from a Queens, New York native to a music mogul is a tale of ambition, innovation, and a relentless pursuit of a dream. Born into a family with a modest background, Pearlman's early life was far removed from the glitz and glamour of the music industry he would one day dominate. However, it was these humble beginnings that shaped his ambitious demeanor and relentless work ethic. From an early age, Pearlman exhibited a keen interest in music and entertainment. But it was his fascination with aviation that initially took flight. He was captivated by blimps and airships, a passion that was ignited during his childhood. This unique interest led him to explore various ventures in the aviation industry long before his foray into music. Pearlman's entrepreneurial spirit was evident early on as he sought to capitalize on his aviation enthusiasm by launching a business venture centered around charter flights and airship advertising. Despite his burgeoning success in aviation, Pearlman's aspirations for a career in music persisted. He was particularly inspired by the success of New Kids on the Block, a boy band that achieved massive popularity in the late 80s and early 90s. Pearlman saw potential in replicating this success, envisioning the creation of a boy band that could captivate audiences worldwide. His transition from aviation to music was motivated by this vision, coupled with a deep-seated belief in his ability to discover and nurture talent. Pearlman's approach to entering the music industry was methodical and strategic. He recognized the need for a solid financial foundation to support his musical ventures, leveraging his earnings from the aviation business to fund his foray into entertainment. In 1992, Pearlman took a bold step by placing an advertisement in the Orlando Sentinel, seeking young male singers to form a vocal group. This advertisement was the catalyst for the formation of the Backstreet Boys, a group that would become synonymous with the boy band phenomenon of the 1990s. The selection process for the Backstreet Boys was rigorous, with Pearlman personally involved in auditioning and selecting members. He sought not only musical talent, but also a specific look and charisma that he believed would appeal to a broad audience. Perlman's vision extended beyond just forming a band. He aimed to create a band that could dominate pop culture. As the Backstreet Boys began to gain popularity, Perlman's role as a manager and mentor became increasingly significant. He was instrumental in shaping the band's image, selecting songs, and orchestrating marketing strategies. Perlman's business acumen, combined with this keen sense of market trends, enabled the Backstreet Boys to achieve rapid success, both in the U.S. and internationally. Encouraged by this success, Perlman sought to replicate the formula, leading to the creation of NSYNC, another boy band that would rival the Backstreet Boys in popularity. Perlman's entry into the music industry was marked by an uncanny ability to identify and cultivate talent, a trait that would establish him as a major force in the entertainment world. However, Perlman's early life and entry into music was just the beginning of a complex narrative. His initial success in aviation and seamless transition in the music industry showcased his entrepreneurial spirit, innovative approach to business. Yet these achievements were merely the prologue to a career that would be defined by both unparalleled success and notorious scandals that would eventually lead to his downfall. Lou Pearlman's influence on the pop music scene in the 90s and early 2000s cannot be overstated. As the architect behind the boy band phenomenon, his knack for identifying and shaping young talent led to the creation of some of the era's most iconic musical acts. Perlman's journey to becoming a boy band mogul was marked by a combination of vision, ambition, and an unparalleled understanding of the music market's dynamics. The foundation of Perlman's success in the music industry was laid with the Backstreet Boys, a group that quickly rose to international fame under his guidance. The success of the Backstreet Boys was no accident. It was the result of Perlman's strategic planning, marketing acumen, and a keen ear for catchy pop music that would resonate with audiences worldwide. He understood the appeal of a well-crafted boy band, young, talented singers who could dance, harmonize, and connect with the audiences on a personal level. Perlman's formula for success was simple, yet effective. Combine vocal talent with good looks and charismatic personalities, and market them aggressively to a target audience of teenagers and young adults. Following the blueprint laid out by the Backstreet Boys, Perlman replicated this success with the formation of NSYNC. This new group not only emulated the success of its predecessor, but also carved out its own distinct identity in the pop music landscape. Perlman's role in the development of NSYNC further cemented his reputation as a mastermind behind the boy band craze. Under his guidance, both bands achieved a massive commercial success, selling millions of albums and performing to sold-out arenas around the globe. Perlman's business model extended beyond just forming and managing bands. He created an empire that included a record label, Transcontinental Records, and a state-of-the-art recording studio in Orlando, Florida. This vertically integrated approach allowed him to control every aspect of his band's development, from talent scouting to music production and marketing. It was a groundbreaking strategy that maximized profits and solidified his control over the acts he managed. However, Perlman's methods were not without controversy. His contractual agreements with the bands were often criticized for being heavily skewed in his favor, leaving the artists with a fraction of the earnings their music generated. Despite the financial disputes, there's no denying Perlman's ability to create and market bands that defined a generation. His impact on the industry was profound, influencing not only the genre of pop music, but also the broader entertainment landscape. Perlman's eye for talent and his understanding of the entertainment business were unparalleled. He was always on the lookout for the next big thing, constantly scouting for new talent to join his ever-expanding roster of artists. His ambition was to build an entertainment empire that would dominate the pop music scene, and for a while, he succeeded. The legacy of the bands he created continues to endure, their music still beloved by fans around the world. As Lou Pearlman's success with the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC skyrocketed, his ambitions and ventures expanded far beyond the confines of managing boy bands. Pearlman's vision was not just to dominate the pop music scene, but to establish a multifaceted entertainment empire that could influence various aspects of the industry. This expansion saw Pearlman venturing into areas such as talent scouting, music production, and even reality TV, further solidifying his influence in entertainment. Central to Perlman's empire-building strategy was the establishment of Transcontinental Records, which became the launching pad for numerous acts managed by Pearlman. This label was instrumental in producing and releasing music for the bands under his guidance, ensuring that he maintained control over the production and financial.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Aspects of the music. The creation of Transcontinental Records was a strategic move that allowed Pearlman to keep a significant portion of the profits generated by his bands, showcasing his keen business acumen. Pearlman's foray into reality television with the creation of the show Making the Band marked another expansion of his empire. The series, which aired on ABC and later MTV, was a pioneering reality TV concept that documented the formation and rise of a boy band, O-Town. Making the Band was not just entertainment, it was a masterstroke of marketing that provided a behind-the-scenes look at the making of a pop group, engaging audiences in the process, and building a fan base even before the band's music was released. This innovative approach blurred the lines between entertainment and reality, creating a new form of engagement with audiences. Despite the expanding empire and the success of his ventures, Pearlman's operations were not without their challenges. Allegations of financial mismanagement and contractual disputes with the artists began to emerge, casting a shadow over his achievements. Yet those controversies did not immediately hinder the growth of his entertainment conglomerate. Pearlman continued to diversify his interests, exploring new genres, and even venturing into aviation and other business areas unrelated to music. The expansion of his empire is a testament to his vision and ambition to create an integrated entertainment ecosystem that encompassed every aspect of an artist's career, from discovery and development to production and promotion. Pearlman's approach to building his empire was innovative, leveraging the popularity of his boy bands to venture into new business areas and continuously seeking opportunities to expand his influence in the entertainment industry. However, the rapid expansion of Pearlman's empire was also sowed the seeds of its eventual downfall. A complex web of businesses and financial arrangements that underpinned his conglomerate would later be scrutinized, leading to revelations that would tarnish his legacy. Despite this, the impact of Pearlman's ambitions and the breadth of his empire's expansion left an indelible mark in the entertainment industry. The story of Lou Pearlman's rise to prominence is as much a narrative of innovation and success as it is a cautionary tale of greed and deception. At the height of his career, Pearlman was revered as a visionary music mogul who had an uncanny ability to spot and nurture talent. However, beneath the surface of his glittering empire laid a complex web of financial scandals and legal issues that would eventually lead to his dramatic downfall. The first cracks in Pearlman's empire began to show in the early 2000s, when it emerged that his financial dealings were not as solid as they appeared. The music mogul had ventured into various businesses, including aviation and entertainment, but it was the investment schemes that drew his group. Perlman had convinced individuals and companies to invest in his Transcontinental Airlines travel services by promising high returns. However, it was revealed that the investment program was in fact a Ponzi scheme. Perlman had been using new investors' money to pay returns to earlier investors, creating the illusion of a profitable business. The scope of Perlman's fraud was staggering. Over time, he defrauded investors of more than $300 million, making it one of the largest and most elaborate Ponzi schemes in history. The revelation of this fraud prompted a federal investigation uncovering a labyrinth of fake financial statements and non-existent businesses. Perlman had fabricated the financial health of his companies using forged documents and fake bank statements to allure investors into his scheme. The legal issues stemming from Perlman's financial fraud were compounded by disputes with the very acts that had brought him fame. Bands like the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, which had achieved global success under Perlman's management, filed lawsuits against him for misrepresentation and fraud. These artists alleged that Perlman had concealed the true earnings from their music and merchandise, paying them only a fraction of what they were owed. The lawsuits revealed the exploitative contracts that Perlman had used to bind his artists to him, often ensuring that he received the lion's share of the profits. As the federal investigation into his financial activities deepened, Perlman fled the U.S. in 2006, sparking an international manhunt. He was eventually captured in Indonesia in 2007 and extradited back to the U.S. in 2008. Perlman faced the consequences of his actions in a federal courtroom. He was charged with conspiracy, money laundering, and making false statements during a bankruptcy proceeding. Perlman pleaded guilty to these charges and was sentenced to 25 years in prison, a sentence that could be reduced if he managed to return funds to his defrauded investors. Perlman's imprisonment marks a dramatic fall from grace for a man who had once been the pinnacle of the music industry. His legal issues and financial scandals served as a dark undercurrent to the pop music success of the late 90s and early 2000s. The impact of his actions went beyond the financial ruin of his investors and the betrayal of the artists he managed. Perlman's story is a stark reminder of the potential consequences of unchecked ambition and greed. The financial scandals and legal issues surrounding Perlman not only led to his personal downfall, but also left a lasting stain on his legacy. While he had indeed revolutionized the boy band genre and had a significant impact on pop culture, the revelations of his fraudulent activities overshadowed his contributions to the music industry. Perlman's saga serves as a cautionary tale, highlighting the importance of transparency, integrity, and ethical conduct in the business world. And there you have it, the meteoric rise and catastrophic fall of Lou Perlman, a name that will forever be etched in the annals of music history for both groundbreaking success and scandalous downfall. From pioneering the boy band craze that defined a generation to orchestrating one of the most infamous Ponzi schemes in history, Perlman's story is a roller coaster of ambition, fame, and infamy. As we look back on his legacy, we're reminded of the fine line between genius and deceit, and the importance of integrity in the pursuit of success. Perlman's tale serves as a cautionary reminder that while the lights of stardom can shine bright, they can also cast long, dark shadows. Thanks for joining us on this journey through the highs and lows of Perlman's life. This story captivated you as much as it did us. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more true crime stories. Till next time, keep tuning in for more stories that remind us of the dangers of greed and the timeless lesson that true success is built on a foundation of trust and integrity. And before we go, we'd like to mention our sponsor, ExpressVPN. In today's digital age, your online privacy and security are under a constant threat. From cyber criminals to surveillance, your personal information and internet activity are at risk every time you connect to the internet. But worry no more. ExpressVPN is here to fortify your digital life with unparalleled safety and security. Why choose ExpressVPN? They give you military-grade encryption, trusted server technology, IP address masking. Keep your real IP address hidden to prevent others from tracking your location and browsing history habits. Excuse me. And of course, they have 24/7 customer support. Questions or need assistance? Their customer support team is available 24/7 to help you with any issues or concerns you might have. Experience the ultimate peace of mind with ExpressVPN. Secure your digital world today. Use the link in the description to join today. As always, thank you so much for watching and liking. We'll see you.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNN or become a patron at patreon.com/truecrimeneversleeps.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.